Anytime a nega spreads over the tips of his limb, that the spreading of the nega is mitaher somebody who was previously tummy. For example, somebody had a nega on his skin causing him to be tummy, and the nega covered most of his body with the exception of the rashi on the tips of his limbs. And afterwards the nega went ahead and spread and covered the tips of his limbs as well. That spreading of the nega causes somebody who was previously tummy to now be tar. And when the nega spreads over the entire body, that is a simen tar causing him to be tar. So anytime you have such a case, that a person is now tar from a nega that he was previously tummy from, kishiyachzeru tummy, when the nega recedes back to its original position that it no longer covers the rashi, ivan, the tips of his limbs, he would go back to being tummy, as is only tar calls ma, that the nega covers his entire body. Once the nega reverts back to the original position, and the nega no longer covers his entire body, he is again tummy. Kol chaziras rashi evarim shebechazirasam timu tar. Any time the nega has receded from the tips of his limbs, that this recession of the nega causes somebody who was previously tar to now be tummy. And the nega originally spread over the entire guf, and therefore the person was tar. And now the nega has receded a bit, and it no longer covers the rashi ivarim. So that which the nega receded causes somebody who was previously tar to revert back to being tummy. Niskasu tar. If after the nega receded, causing him to be tummy, the nega went back and covered the rashi ivarim again, he would again be tar. Nitgalu tame afilu mea pame. If after the nega again covered the rashi ivarim, causing him to be tar for a second time, the nega then receded again and no longer covered the rashi ivarim, he would revert back to being tame another time. Even if this chain of events happened 100 times, each time it happens, the din will change. When the nega covers the rashi ivarim, he will be tar. When the nega receives and no longer covers the rashi ivarim, he will go back to being tamei. And every time the nega changes and either covers the rashi ivarim or recedes back and doesn't cover the rashi ivarim, the din of this person will change. The din is like we've mentioned earlier, that somebody who has a nega which is tummy, and after the nega becomes tummy, the nega then spreads over his entire body, that would be a simen tara, and he would become tar. Now, if the nega does not spread over his entire body, the Mishnah tells us that if the part of the body that the nega did not spread to is a part of the body that's fit to become tummy from a nega beheres, meaning to say that if a nega would appear in that part of the body, that nega would be tummy. When the nega spreads and doesn't spread to that part of the body, that would stop the pricha from being a simen tara. The person would remain tummy, and since the nega did not spread to the part of the body which is fit to become tummy from a nega beheres, that's not considered as if the nega spread over the entire body, and the person would remain tummy. But any part of the body that's not fit to become tummy from a nega beheres, that if a nega beheres would appear in that part of the body, the person would not become tummy from that nega. In such a case, if a person has a nega that's tummy and it spreads over his entire body with the exception of a part of the body that is not fit to become tummy from a nega beheres, that's considered as if the nega is spread over the entire body, and it would be a simen tara, the person would be tar. And since the part of the body that the nega did not spread to is not a part of the body that would become tummy from a nega, that does not stop him from being tar. We look at it as if the nega spread over the entire body. Ketzah. What's the case? Pacha b'kula. Avalo b'rosh u'v'zaken. B'shchin b'michveh u'v'kadach ha'mordah. Somebody has a nega which is tummy, and the nega then spreads over his entire body, with the exception of the skin underneath the hair of his head, or the skin underneath his beard, or with the exception of a boil, or a burn, or a blister that has not yet healed. Spread over the entire body with the exception of one of these places. The person would become tar, as none of these places would become tummy from a nega. So therefore, since the nega spread over the entire body with the exception of these places, that would be a simen tara, and the person would be taught. Chazah rosh v'azakeh v'nikrachu. If after the nega spread over the entire body with the exception of the skin underneath the hair of his head or the skin underneath his beard, and the person became tar. And after the person was pronounced tar, a bald spot developed by the rosh or by the Zaken. And in the case where the Baal Shem Tov and the Rosh and the Zaken, then the Rosh and the Zaken is a place where a Nega would be Metame. Even so, the person remains tar. And since at the time the Nega spread, the Rosh and the Zaken was not a place where a Nega would be Metame. And the Nega had spread to the entire body with the exception of the Rosh and the Zaken, so the person became tar. Even though afterwards a bald spot developed in the Rosh and the Zaken, and now the Rosh and the Zaken is a place where a Nega would be Metame, the person anyway would remain tar. Hashchin va'amichva va'akadach v'nasu tzareves tahir. Or if after his Nega spread over the entire body with the exception of a boil or a burn or a blister that had not yet healed, so therefore those were places that were not fit for a Nega to be Metame, because the person was pronounced tar. And after the person was pronounced tar, the shchin mechfer or kedach healed, and a scar formed on the place where it was. So now the shchin mechfer or kedach is a place where a nega is fit to be metame. Even so, the person is tar. And since at the time that the nega spread to the entire body, with the exception of the shchin mechfer or kedach, at that time the shchin mechfer or kedach was not a place that was fit for a nega to be metame, so the person was pronounced tar. Even though now the fact has changed and the shchin mechfer or kedach has healed, and a scar formed, so now it is a place that is fit for Nega to be Metame. Even so, the person remains tar. Haracha b'kula, avaloba kachati adasha asamach, l'rosh, l'zakin, l'shchin, l'mechveh, ulakata. Somebody had the Nega, which was pronounced tamid. And after he was pronounced tamid, the Nega spread over his entire body, with the exception of the size of a half a lentil that's right next to the hair of his head, or right next to his beard, or right next to a boil, burn, or a blister. So in such a case, he remains tamid. As the Nega has to spread over the entire body without exception, but in this case, it is missing a half a lentil, which was right next to the Rosh Zaken Shchin Mechfer Kadach. So since it did not spread over the size of a half a lentil, the person remains Tamei. Chazar Rosh Vazaken V'Nikruchu Hashchin V'Amechbe V'Akadach V'Nasu Tzarevus. If after the Nega has spread over the entire body with the exception of a half a dash next to one of these places, the Rosh and the Zaken then developed the bald spot, or the Shchin, or the Mechfer, or the Kadach healed, and a scar formed the place of the heel. Alpha Pisha Nasa Makam Amichya Beheres Tamei Asher Tifra Pekula. If after the Rosh of the Zaken developed the bald spot or the Shchin Mechfer Kadach heel, the Nega then spread to the half of Adasha that was right next to one of these places. So now the Nega has spread over the entire body with the exception of the Rosh of the Zaken or the Shchin Mechfer Kadach. Even so, the person remains Tamei unless the Nega spreads to the Rosh and the Zaken and the Shchin Mechfer Kadach as well. The reason being is that even though originally, before the Rosh and the Zaken developed the bald spot, or before the Shchin Mechfer Kadach healed, had the Nega spread over the entire body, with the exception of the Rosh Zaken and Shchin Mechfer Kadach, he would have been tar. Because at that time, since the Rosh and the Zaken had not yet developed the bald spot, it wasn't a Makan that was fit to be tamei. And so too the Shchin Mechfer Kadach, before it healed, it was also not a Makan that was fit to be tamei. So Beharis had appeared in one of those spots, that Beharis would not be tamei. So if the Nega spread over the entire body with the exception of one of those places, he would have been tar, since the Nega spread over his entire body with the exception of those places. But since the Nega did not spread over the entire body, then missed the half of Adash next to one of those places, so the person remained tamei. Even though now the Nega has spread and covered the area of that half of Adash, he still remains tamei, because now the Rosh Zaken that has a bald spot, or the Shchin Mechfer Kadach that has healed, is now a Makom, that if a Beharis would appear in one of those places, it would be tamei. So again, the Nega has not covered the entire body, as it now has to cover the area of the Rosh Zaken Shchin Mechfer Kadach. So therefore, the person remains tamei, as the Nega, in this case, would have to spare over the entire body, including the Rosh of the Zaken, or including the Shchin Mechfer Kadach, for the person to